hear these words. Say to those who are fearful of heart, be strong, do not fear. Here is your God. He will come with vengeance and with terrible recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the speechless sing for joy. For water shall break forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. The burning sand shall become a pool, and the thirsty ground springs of water. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Amen. To be transformed. To be transformed. Let us pray. Now, gracious God, let the words of my mouth, the meditation, thoughts, and desires of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. For you, dear God, are our rock and our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. I have noticed in watching cartoons or television shows about a superhero, the person may appear to be frail and even weak. But when something happens, when someone is in danger, they transform. It is as if through transformation, there is more than meets the eye. I think this is a part of all of our journeys. Not so much wanting to be totally different, but to reach our full potential. Somehow to claim what John Wesley said so well, we're on our way to perfection. Paul, in his writing to the early church, explained that he was pressing on to the mark of the high calling that is found in Jesus Christ. That old Sunday school song would say, we are climbing Jacob's ladder, and every round goes higher and higher. I grew up with the old saints testifying, I am not what I want to be, but I'm not what I used to be either. To be transformed, it is more than meets the eye. Isaiah would have us take it one step further. And in these verses, not a word is written to a person or to one group of people. But in these words, there is a theophany, or a way in which God is making God's way known to all of the people in the world. That is what is happening in Isaiah 35. It is that place where all of creation is being renewed. The words are not the kind of prophetic announcement. It is written with the sweetness of poetry. It was to announce a happier time. You know, and I know, that there are things that can stand in the way of happy times. One of those things that can stand in the way is fear. fear. I recall the story of the little boy who had that part in the school play, "It is I, be not afraid." But when he stepped out on the stage and the bright lights hit him and the audience was looking at him, he said, "It's me, and I'm scared." Fear is like that. It has a way of keeping us from claiming the very things that God has in store for us. There is something else about fear, and that is the reality that is not always in my mind. Fear can be accompanied by failure. Fear can be accompanied by sorrow. And so the word comes to the people, be strong, do not fear. And we can't understand that all of the time. Thomas Ness was a famous painter, and he wanted the people to get an understanding of sorrow. And so he took a piece of canvas, and on the canvas he drew green meadows, fields ripe with grain, a house, a barn, water flowing, birds singing, blue sky. And when he was finished, when he was finished with the canvas, the crowd applauded. But he said, "I'm not finished yet." And then he took his brush and he seemed to go recklessly through the painting. A dab here and a blotch there. Out went the blue sky and the peaceful countryside, until only a patch of each was left at the top and at the bottom. The artist said, "Now I'm finished." No one applauded. The artist turned the picture on one end, and the people were amazed to find a beautiful dark waterfall, masses of water pouring over the moss-colored rocks and raising a rainbow in the air. The quiet first scene had turned into the rich, beautiful second scene, where the people thought he was destroying the picture. It had turned into a much more beautiful and different scene. Fear and sorrow can be that kind of an adversary, but it only stands in the way of transformation. So the word comes then to each of us, be strong, do not be afraid. Well, you would not think of fear and sorrow leading to transformation. But remember that before Jesus knew of resurrection, Jesus knew of the cross. Be strong. Do not be afraid. There is another part of this transformation, and I see it as very much the spiritual side. For eyes to be opened, for deaf ears to be able to hear, for the lame to be able to leap. There are many interpretations to what this means, but the one that just sticks with me is to have our eyes opened, to be able to hear and no longer be deaf. In this position, people will know the truth. I believe that this is what so many are looking for today. So many are looking for, looking in all kinds of different places. I believe people long to know the truth. Not just because it's an election year. You were supposed to laugh. Not just because it's an election year. But I think in many ways, just to know the truth for our very life. There's something about truth. It can replace any shame that we might have. There's something about truth. It can take away any guilt that we may have. There is something about truth that brings us into closer relationship with God. And out of that relationship, we are in closer relationship with each other. There is something about the truth. Well, it may seem like something that is beyond our grasp. But hear those words. Hear them deep, deep, deep inside. Be strong. Do not fear. Here is your God. To be transformed. Thanks be to God. Amen.